From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
And welcome once again to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How are you doing, Melissa?
Fine, and you?
I'm fine.
We're hanging in there.
Yes, we are. Melissa and I were invited by DirecTV to take a sneak peek at Friday Night Lights, which begins its fourth season at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 28th on DirecTV's 101 network. The series, which has its first run on DirecTV and will air in late spring or early summer on NBC, is based on the feature film and the best-selling book and centers on life in Dillon, Texas, where high school football brings the community together. Now, Melissa, I didn't know I had to ask you a few minutes ago. You said you have followed Friday Night Lights since the beginning.
Yes. Yes, I've been a fan since it started.
And I would imagine the way season four begins that you can, even if you haven't seen a previous episode, you wouldn't be lost because it's almost like a new beginning.
I don't think you'd necessarily be lost, but I think... Okay, I'm going to say I totally disagree with that.
Okay.
because the characters of Riggins and Matt are still there. They've graduated from high school, and if you haven't watched it, you're like, what are they doing on here? Because they're not going to school anymore. And
okay,
it's more,
yeah, that is true.
And you kind of need to know their history.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to catch up with the past characters, but season four is kind of a new beginning in Dillon.
Yes.
Because they've opened up a second high school in the town, kind of divided the town.
Redistricting, yes.
So in addition to the original Dillon High School, which is now West Dillon, there is East Dillon High School, which is, less favorable. It's not as nice.
Exactly.
And usually you figure you open up a new school in a town and you want to go to the newer one, but apparently not in Dillon, Texas.
I guess it just depends on how they redistricted it.
Yeah.
And I think, I think people will like it. If they haven't watched it before, I think you can still get into it. You know, maybe I should reword it a little bit, but I think that it does help to know the background of those two especially.
Yeah. Okay. I will agree with that. But as we go into season four and actually season five, too, because they've already ordered a fifth season.
Yay!
This season of the series. These two new seasons coming up, they're going to introduce a whole slew of new characters.
Mm-hmm.
So people will.
And that would make sense because they've kind of got to start over with most of the people from the past few seasons have graduated now.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about this season four premiere. I think the biggest development is Coach Taylor, played by Kyle Chandler. Last season he was ousted as the head coach at Dillon High School. Now he's given the task of building a football team from scratch at the new East Dillon High School. And the little twist to that is his wife, Tammy, played by Connie Britton, is still the principal at West Dillon. So you can imagine that's going to cause some problems.
So, there'll be a little conflict there. And I think it's really going to be good for with the Coach Taylor stories even more now because he's such a great actor.
Yeah, he is.
Such a Kyle Chandler. We keep wanting to call him Jeff Chandler for some reason. Kyle Chandler is a great actor. So it's going to be really fun to see him, this character, deal with all this adversity now.
Mm-hmm.
And have to build a team from scratch. And I like that they threw Landry, one of the characters that's been all through the series. He's mm-hmm. I think he's going to have more screen time now, and he's a great character.
Yeah, he is.
And I like that he's on the football team with Coach Taylor.
Yeah. And of course, as Melissa said, you'll still see Matt Saracen around town. He's played by by Zach Guilford, and also Tim Riggins, who graduated a couple of seasons ago. He's still in the mix.
Yeah, Taylor Kitsch is awesome. He's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his character, especially in the beginning of this episode, because I like that he doesn't do what everybody else wants him to do. He's kind of trying to find his own way,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of like that.
And some new faces to watch for in season four are Michael B. Jordan from All My Children. He plays Vince, who is going to be really East Dillon's hope on the football team. He's going to be the team's best player, and that causes conflict with another new character, Matt Lauria from Lipstick Jungle, is playing Luke. He was an up-and-coming running back for Dillon High School, and now the redistricting throws him into East Dillon, and he's thinking he's going to be the star, and whoops, all of a sudden, here's Vince.
Well, and I also thought that it's interesting the way that they've portrayed Wes Dillon now. It seems like they're all jerks. Their football players just really seem like jerks so far, mm-hmm. You know. So that's kind of interesting.
So, and again, remember, if you don't have DirecTV, just hang tight. The season 4 will premiere on NBC either in late spring or early summer, and that's for the next 2 seasons, because 26 episodes have been ordered for season 4 and 5. That's 13 episodes per season, and that's kind of how they're going to air them, you know, premiering in fall on DirecTV's 101 network and a few months later on NBC. So anything else to add about season 4 premiere that we saw?
Well, I like the Matt character, but I'm kind of afraid he's going to go ahead and go to Chicago and go to art school there, where he kind of needs to go, because mm-hmm. that first episode wasn't working out too well going to the tech school there locally with his art career. So I'm kind of afraid he may be leaving the show, and I like his character.
Yeah,
well, I think it'll be fun to see how Riggins does, and then, you know, all the new people coming in, and Landry getting a bigger part, and, you know, like I said, Coach Taylor trying to build this team, and yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
And I don't know if we should give this away. It's kind of looking like at the end of the season 4 premiere that maybe Coach Taylor's daughter is gonna, you know, jump from West Dillon to East Dillon too.
Yeah,
and that's not making her mom didn't look too happy when she said that.
No, and you know, all of the acting on this show is really, really good, but I don't know, and maybe it's just her character, but she really annoys me.
The daughter?
Yes, Julie annoys me a lot. But again, she's a teenage girl. Maybe, you know, maybe it's just the way teenage girls are now, and that's what she's acting like, but I don't know. But she's the only one that kind of I get tired of a little bit. But again, overall, the acting, though, is, you know, Connie Britton and Kyle Chandler and Taylor Kitsch, Jesse Plemons, again, Landry. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And remind me, I really like the music that they integrated into the episodes. Did they do that very much last season?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, they always have. They've always have usually a good song in there somewhere along the line that kind of goes with the story.
Well, that makes it all more pleasant to watch.
Yes.
And, well, Melissa, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you rate the season 4 premiere of Friday Night Lights?
I'd give it an 8. I'd give it an 8. And again, the most important thing, I'll throw this in there too, is don't think that if you don't like football, you won't like this show, because mm-hmm. it's even more about relationships and people than it even is football. There's a lot of football in there, but yeah. So don't just think if you don't like football, you won't like it, because it's a great show.
Well, I liked it. I'd give it a 9. And although I wouldn't mind if it was all about football, because that's something I enjoy, it does a good job of mixing in relationships and small town drama in with the football season.
Exactly.
So remember, if you have DirecTV, turn to channel 101 at 8 p.m. Wednesday, October 28th for the season 4 premiere of Friday Night Lights. If you don't have DirecTV, sit tight until spring or summer and catch up on the drama then on NBC. And that's all we have for this week. Come back next week when The Oklahoman previews another upcoming TV show. But as always, you can hear this podcast any day, anytime at your convenience.